I want to thank y'all for coming out. I want to thank my parents and my family for being here, because it's a special day for me. And I guess we can get this going. When I considered where I wanted to go to school, I was looking for a school that had everything that I would need and want. And it'd be a great place to have my college experience. I was looking for a place where I can get a degree and become a successful man outside of basketball. And then going through the recruiting process, I figured out that the college I wanted to go to was right down 290 East at the University of Texas. It's getting a little hot here. I'm so close to my family by attending the University of Texas. Not only do I get the total package as far as a great basketball program, I get to share my college experience with my family, and that's something that's very important to me. I also want to play for a college program that gives me the opportunity to compete for a national championship. And right now, Texas is a team on the rise, and right now, I feel like it's the best situation and the best predicament than any other school that I could be in right now. And I guess that's it. Any questions? It's just the best situation. I mean, it's right up the road. I've been on an unofficial visit, and they have like great academics. I met with all the academic counselors and things like that. And it's just a great place to be. I mean, they have everything you need. I can be successful on the basketball court as well as off the basketball court. So it's just a good spot for me right now.
What does that mean?
Even if they weren't close to home, I feel as though right now, being at their program on the rise and such a prestigious program right now is like the best opportunity for me to come in and just take them to the next level.
And you listen, Texas is a pretty clear leader for a while, and then later a couple of schools have stepped up. And how close was the decision for you? How tough was the decision over the last 48 hours?
Well, last night it got real tough. I mean, it came down to Texas and Kansas. When I went on my visit to Kansas, I had a great time. I met with the players. It was a great team environment. And I met with the coaches. That was great, too. I mean, they had everything, but just right now, the way Texas is doing and being that they were close to home may have put them over the top, because it was just that close of a race. And yeah, I just had a good time and I enjoyed doing it.
Dan, what made you want to commit this early in your junior year?
Well, making my decision early, I feel like I can focus on my senior season. Also, when playing AAU ball, I can have no problem. I mean, no distraction. Also, I want to make a statement to other basketball players in Texas, other basketball players around the world, that Texas is a good place to be right now. And by me making my decision early, I can be like, so to say, a trailblazer for other great players to follow, and that we can build something great right in the state of Texas. Yeah, I have. I talked to one player in LaMarcus Oliver. And I never seen him play, but I hear he's a great player. And by him making a statement that he wants to play with me, I mean, it felt great. And it felt like that I do have the opportunity to make something special. And why not make it here at home at the University of Texas?
Would you like PJ Ford to stick around for 4 years to get flattened back up?
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, he's an outstanding player. I mean, words can't even describe how great he is. And with him being there, I could learn a lot from him. And with him not being there, I could step in and try to keep the program where it is.
What did Coach Klein tell you in terms of where he sees you as point guard, two guard, where do you see yourself, what did they tell you?
Well, they told me that probably I'm going to end up at the point, but Coach Barnes is the type of guy that whatever position that you play the best, he's going to play you at that position. And whatever position is needed to win, he's going to play you at that position. So right now, I may be a combo guard, but at the next level, you know, you got dreams of making it to the NBA. And right now, I feel like my best position as far as going to the next level would be the point guard position. Yeah, it may not be 5 years, but you know, it's still a dream. I still dream every day that I'll play one day against some of the greatest players in the world and become a superstar one day and take care of my family. So through that, I'm gonna need hard work, determination, and hopefully one day I can accomplish that.